You've done some pretty rude things to me, so.
Yeah, sure I have.
Oh, Kang!
Alright, let's just answer all of Brian, just give us your overall thoughts for your performance today.
I thought as a whole we did a good job. The red squad, we did a good job moving the ball. I had probably two or three plays that I wish I could pull back on the string right away, two throws. But we did a good job. We moved the ball well. Our defense was flying around, making plays, getting turnovers. And the blue side did well also. You know, I'm proud of my red side though, and I think we did a good job.
Coach was saying that, you know, he liked some of the big passes you made, but also watching the interceptions. So, what was your assessment of your circle that?
Really, like I said, just two or three throws I wish I could have back right away. I knew it as soon as I let it go. One of them was kind of a miscommunication between me and one of my slot receivers, and the other was just me trying to make a play late on a sprint out. That's one thing I got to be better at is be more consistent and not try to make plays. Just let the play happen.
Ryan, this spring seems like it's been big for you with growth in the quarterback position. What's been the biggest for you, reps, or what would you say it's been?
Reps, definitely. And Coach Peterson talks about it, that I'm a rep guy. And I'm going to learn best when I'm out there actually doing the play or practicing the read, doing whatever. And it really helps a lot as opposed to, you know, watching it in film or on the board. But the more reps I get, I feel the better I get every play.
Talk about the receivers, man. Talk about them. They made some excellent plays out there today. Just talk about your receiving core and how comfortable you feel with them.
Red Squad was, we were stacked at receiver. We got some great players. Sanford, we call him Sandman. He's a great deep threat. He's got a few things he's got to tweak as far as route running and some other stuff, but he's a great deep threat. He can make some big plays, like that last big post. And then Paul Turner, he kind of hurt himself a little bit, but he's amazing. Speed, route running, everything, he's a great weapon. And Trent on the other side of the ball was killing it. I know it's one of Scotty's favorite targets because he's a great receiver. And really overall, just everybody, I feel we're well-rounded at the receiver position.
Early on in spring, the centers were struggling with their snaps. Today they seem to have solved them. How important is a good snap in the spread?
Really, it's almost everything because if I can't get a good hold of it, I got to take my eyes off the defense, or the running back's got to take his eye off the hole, anything like that, and it can really throw a wrench in the play. And today Brunson did a great job of keeping it, you know, in the strike zone and did a really good job overall snapping and really made us run the offense a little more smoothly.
We talked about Paul making an instant impact in the first play. He takes what should have been a 1 or 2 yard loss, 70 yards. What's going through your mind when you see him running down the field 70 yards, and that could be something that's going to happen in the fall?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, Paul does a good job making me look good. He's a great athlete, and he can take those 2 yard losses and change those into a positive real quickly just because he's so shifty. He's got the shiftiness of Trent with the top speed of Sanford, and it's exciting to watch.
About that defense as a whole, they seem a little more confident than usual than when you guys face sometimes after some plays. What's kind of led to that defense?
Really, the competition, and it was a great idea to have the draft and kind of split us up a little bit. I thought it was a great idea, and it really brought out more competitiveness in everybody, and especially defense, because they love the trash talk. Because I know I give some, and the offense does a lot. But when we got to come out against each other today, it was nice to show and kind of get in each other's face.
What's the biggest thing you can learn from some of the mistakes you made today?
Biggest thing, one is be patient, because sometimes I try to rush things if they're not there, and can force some balls, and really just stay calm and relax and completely forget about, you know, whether it's a touchdown, interception, anything. Forget about the last play and just move on to the next.
Anything else?